Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Recognized internationally as a conductor of the highest caliber, Stéphane Deneuve has won praise from audiences and critics alike for his performances and programming. With the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, he's performed at the BBC Proms, Edinburgh International Festival, and at many other celebrated venues throughout Europe.
Deneuve enjoys close relationships with many of the world's leading solo artists. He's also our favorite interview, and wherever we go, he is. And he's also a conductor of the opera, having worked at the Royal Opera House, La Scala, Netherlands Opera, Cincinnati Opera, and with many other phenomenal companies around the world.
He opened the Philly Orchestra season last night. He will conduct the Bernstein Extravaganza tomorrow night. He will conduct with soloist Yo-Yo Ma on Saturday night. Maestro, I'm pleased to announce he's our new co-host of the program. He's going to be with us. We're going to take him wherever, whenever we go on the road, he's going
to
be with us.
Well, actually, I was about to say, you just said, actually, that wherever...
we go, you
are. Yes, actually, that's the opposite. That wherever Roundtable is, I'm going... I asked my agent, I said, you know, I need to go to the right place.
So yes.
But I heard you asked the agent and said, I'm not going unless Roundtable is there. Is
exactly.
That right?
Yeah. No, it's a commission.
We love having you. It's a delight. We spoke a week ago while you were over at Tanglewood. And, from what I heard it on the radio. I was not there, but I did hear it on WAMC. It was a beautiful, amazing concert.
The Tanglewood on Parade.
Yes. Mean. Well, was it Friday night? Friday night concert.
Ah, yes. I had two evening actually. Oh God, yes. It was my debut with the chorus there actually, and they did a terrific job. And of course, I mean, it's so exciting to make music in this place with this large audience. And the Tanglewood on Parade was another delight for two reasons. One, because I met again my hero John Williams.
Oh yeah.
And I have to say, we even had a great chance to have dinner after, and it was fantastic to discuss music with this man.
And you know, we have that famous picture between you, him, and me.
Yes, that
on my wall
and in my bedroom. I'm very proud. I have more now. Actually, I have photo. You know, I will make a full album with it. No,
we call it a shrine. Shrine.
I'm a fan. What can I say? I love John Williams. He's a great guy. He did a wonderful 1812 overture, by the way. Very exciting with canons and everything, and more than 200 musicians on stage. And myself, I did an American in Paris there. And so I was glad to be a Parisian in the Berkshires, and it was an exciting piece to. And then the next day, I had a very short night, I tell you, because the next day, which is yesterday, I drove here and I was meeting my great friend Gil Shaham.
Oh,
he's another delight. Actually, very close to John Williams, so I was very happy to pass the greetings from John to him. And yesterday night, I had another concert, this time with Philadelphia Orchestra, and that's a treat because they are terrific.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you'll be doing the Bernstein, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And we mentioned Jamie Bernstein is going to be with us in a few minutes. But then on Saturday, you will be conducting with Yo-Yo Ma. Have you conducted with Yo-Yo before?
I did, and the first time was here. That's why my heart is also very linked to this place, Saratoga. The first time I did music with Yo-Yo Ma was 2 years ago in this festival, and I mean, that's incredible what he does, his energy, his charisma, with Shostakovich's first concerto, which was something. But if I may, I have a personal recollection about him, because my little daughter, she was 3 years at that time, and very impressed by him. He kind of, Yo-Yo Ma, when he saw her, she's very cute, I have to say, he wanted to just hug her or something, and very impressed by the energy of this man, she came to me panicking and just grabbed my leg, you know, to just hide a little bit for Yo-Yo. And Yo-Yo came and decided that maybe to have the right contact with my little girl, he grabbed my other leg. So here I am on the stage of the Saratoga Spring Festival, and I have on my left leg my tiny little girl, on my right leg, you know Yo-Yo Ma.
And one's your child and the other one's sort of like a fresh cocker spaniel.
we were there for the rehearsal the other day over at Tanglewood, and I love, you talk about his energy. He gets up there And then he smiles, but he looks around at everybody in the whole orchestra as if you're all part of what we're all doing here. I've never seen it before.
It has to be so. I'm glad he can do that, because it's an orchestra should be a large chamber music group.
Yeah, yeah.
And eye contact is so important. You know, as a conductor, I know very much that you communicate, like, I mean, honestly, more than 50% of what you express comes from the eye contact. It's very important. And Yu-Yu indeed has this way to connect with everybody. He's a kind of messenger. He's a, I don't know, he's a kind of Madeleine Albright of music. You know, he's kind of, it's just a diplomat. He can just put everybody together, and that's what he does. You know, it's a triangle. He loves music so much that looking at people, people like each other through the music. So
and then you think about the going on of classical music. So he goes out onto the porch there. And he goes out, and immediately a little kid yells at the top of his voice, "Mommy, it's Yo-Yo!" And everybody runs over to the thing, and he takes questions as if he's having a press conference. It was fabulous.
No, it's great. And actually, the great thing with Yo-Yo is that he plays, I mean, he's never so-so.
Yeah, never so-so.
Never so-so.
Sure, yeah, never so-so.
It's always great, great.
Yeah, really. Great, great.
That's easy. But
there's sorry a joke going on here, folks. But yeah,
it's slightly early for bad jokes.
Yeah, one of the things that I think, you know, that certainly could be said about him, and I believe can be said about you, is that we have these goodwill ambassadors of classical music who come out, who are you know, maybe if there's a stereotype of being you know, stern and serious, that you can come out and be an incredible musician and still be delightful and have this wonderful presence and this wonderful positive energy when it comes to what you do.
Not since Lafayette, I say.
I think it's lovely to meet someone like yourself who is so enthusiastic about what it is that you do and what it is that you and who you do it with. And you know, you walk on. I was just downstairs just before the break. This orchestra is amazing, and the fact that you come from the Boston Symphony Orchestra to the Philadelphia Orchestra, two incredible orchestras, and you are able to make that transition. It seems to me to be a gift.
Well, thank you very much. I'm blushing, but
so, but what's the difference?
Your listener cannot see that. That's a good thing.
But what's the difference? I mean, you were the Boston, the Philadelphia, two great orchestras. Are there major differences?
Look, let's face it. Everybody loves top model, right? So you have blonde top model, you have brunette top model.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how to choose who is the most beautiful one.
Oh, yeah. Orange.
You know? You have red hair, top models. Somebody's complaining in the studio who has red hair. Okay, so what I mean is, no, for sure, honestly, it's a different type of orchestra. What is interesting is the difference of character. It's so different. The sound is so different between those two, I have to say.
Interesting.
Yes, the Boston Symphony has a very, very strong French tradition, and you can hear this kind of very colorful, very transparent and very individualistic sound in the orchestra. Here, there is an incredible lush sound in the strings, a wonderfully musical way to play. It's very polished, the very brilliant orchestra. And what I have to say with the Philadelphia Orchestra is that this is an orchestra who makes conductors better than they are.
Interesting.
And I really mean it. When I conduct them, they deal with so many things, you know, with ensembles, they listen to each other so well, they're so well balanced. So they actually so much help me to concentrate on the right thing, which is the music itself, the phrasing. And I feel myself becoming a much better conductor with them than I am with some other orchestras. It's really impressive.
But also, don't sell yourself short. It seems to me that also as a conductor that you bring something unique to that orchestra as well.
I hope so.
I mean, it has to be a conversation of sorts.
It's definitely, I hope, a win-win situation, let's say. It's something, it's fascinating because you have to respect what they offer you, and you have to have a clear idea of what you want, and you meet somewhere in the middle. It's really doing something with somebody. It's an exchange. And of course, when it works at its best, like here, then you receive both sides. And it's such a privileged feeling to feel that you inspire those musicians. But of course, they know, and I hope they all know that they inspire me a lot. You know, you constantly just, it's fascinating, you know, the music goes on, and you constantly actually project in your mind what the future of the music should be, you know, the next second, the next minute. You try to structure your interpretation, and you react, you know, it's like driving a car. Of course, you know the direction, you know where you want to go, you know, but at the same time, you all constantly receive information, you know, if the car goes left, right, goes, I mean, there is really a feel for it, and it's very much like riding a horse.
What do you mean, my horse? I don't have a horse. but I wanted.
We're a place of a horse here, and I give my tribute yesterday, by the way, to the 150th birthday of the horse track, because I conducted Lemminkainen return, and it's a return on a horse. And I have to tell you something. It's a very fast piece, but yesterday you lost money because you should have gambled on that horse of the Philadelphia Orchestra playing Lemminkainen. We did it in 5:37. Which is actually, I lost because I thought I would try to have the same tempo as Ormandy, who recorded this piece with 5:35.
Was there a bet? Wow. Was there a bet with somebody?
No, with myself.
Oh, too bad. Because otherwise they would have kicked you out of organized baseball.
Who's keeping time? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, they keep time? No. They're so professional backstage. They organize everything. You're pampered there. You know, they call you in your room. They say, please come, maestro, it's time. And then they tell you when to go on stage. And they time it. They have a timer by the second. So I love that, actually, because you can, after the show, when you have more than one show, you can just compare, you know, have the feeling sometimes you've been slower, actually you didn't, and you can. And I remember actually a strange thing once in Houston. I did three concerts with the same piano concerto, and I don't remember, it was like, let's say 20:32, for instance. And the second concert, the guy backstage say, oh, maestro, that's so funny, incredible, you did the same today, 20:32. But there was a third concert. So actually, we just was like, okay, it's a bit like, you know, strange, like what will be the third concert? And actually, we did the same. Wow. So then he looked at me and it was a little bit less funny. Like he was like, bizarre.
Spooky.
Yes,
yeah.
Spooky. That's the word I was looking for. It's a little bit spooky, yes. But no, it's great to know the timings. But look, yesterday I was not making a rest track with the Philadelphia Orchestra, but just they can play this piece fast. And indeed, this piece is ultra virtuosic, this Sibelius piece. And they went for it. And we approach their record with Ormandy.
So you had, you performed Tuesday night, you performed Wednesday night, you'll perform tomorrow night. So you have a day off sort of today?
It's today. I just, you know, I said, I don't make a concert. There is a radio show I want to be on.
Well, thank you. But no. So you should go over to the race course.
I wish I would have the time, but actually I have a very good friend from the Philadelphia Orchestra with a friend of the Philadelphia Orchestra who is visiting, and we will record something with him. So no, I don't have time to lose money today.
Because you were telling us on that you were not particularly good with your money last week. you said you spent it.
I spent it, which is actually
so you should go.
Good.
You know, come on, you and me will go make more.
How about that?
Yeah, all right. Sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
Stefan Deneuve conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra tomorrow night for the Bernstein Extravaganza, and then Saturday night in the Speck Amphitheater at 8 o'clock, he will be conducting Yo-Yo Ma, and what a beautiful performance that'll be.
Yeah, and we'll see you in Paris, I think 2 weeks from today.
Good. Done.
Excellent. Stefan Deneuve, you're the best. Thank you very much for being so lovely.
It's my
we appreciate
pleasure
it.
To see you again, really.
Thank you very much.
Have a very good summer.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.